Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It is Azure Friday. We're here with Brady Gaster, and we're going to be digging a little bit more into how Swagger and API apps work, specifically API apps and API management, and how those things talk to each other.
Exactly. I'm going to go a little bit quickly. So what I'm going to show you is in my Azure portal right here, I have a resource group, Azure Fridays. In that resource group, I have two API apps, contact list and to-do list. Now, as we've already talked about, both of these guys can emit Swagger. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to not flip there, because that would be bad. I'm going to flip over to my API management instance. Now, in my API management instance, what I have done is I've gone over here to import API. Quick little note about what API management actually is. It gives you the ability, you can kind of imagine API management could be a front door, a proxy, pick your poison, on top of one or many different APIs. So in this case, what I'm doing is I'm actually putting API management on top of both my contact list and my to-do list sample. What I had planned on doing was actually building a third API, which was an assignment API, but I fell asleep at the keyboard. So, and I have a long string of E's to prove it. So what I was gonna do was actually use these two APIs together, keep them completely separate, and then glue them together using my own little custom thing. So what I did was actually went to import API, and I clicked on from URL, and I selected Swagger right here because APIM supports Waddle and Swagger. Was Waddle web application description language?
Presumably.
Presumably. That sounds like a good guess.
Right. Waddle is WSDL for REST, as is Swagger.
All right. Exactly. So what you can do here is you can actually paste in the URL, which you saw me do earlier in the other episode, which would basically be my Swagger JSON. And APIM will actually pull that guy in. Let me go ahead and go back to the dashboard right here. It'll actually pull that guy in, and it will show me that it knows all the different operations that happen to be in that contact list guy.
Okay, so you imported the Swagger.
Yep.
And it has interrogated it, figured out all the operations, and then now because APIM, API management, can then manage those at that granular level.
Exactly.
You could say, you know, we have gold, silver, and platinum, and only gold users can call that API.
That's exactly right.
Whatever.
That's exactly right. Okay. And what I've done is, and we call those products in APIM, what I've done is I've just taken the first two products, which is Starter and Unlimited, and I've created my own guest account, and I've put that guest account into the Unlimited so that I can do whatever I want.
Okay.
Now, what's nice is the API management actually gives you a developer portal. So if you've got multiple products, which I could go over here, products meaning different collections of APIs, you can see that here are my different guys. I'm in the unlimited one. So if I click unlimited, what you'll see is this product contains two APIs, contact list and to-do list. Now I'm just gonna go up here and click on my APIs link right here. You'll see that it's gonna show all these guys. Now I don't know if there's a way that I can actually provide a description at the top level using Swagger. I haven't tried that yet, but I'm sure that I could go into the actual APIM portal, set that up if I want to. But what's nice is, I go right here and I click on contact list. Remember that Swagger metadata documentation that we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
It pulls all that in. So you can see right here, if I've got contacts delete, deletes a contact. The identifier of the contact to be deleted.
So all of that's coming directly out of the XML comments of your code.
Exactly.
And it's now here in the kind of the shopping cart management that is created by an API.
Right. Now, if I own this API management instance and you were a user of this, you could go to this page and see documentation on every single one of the API methods that I've exposed. In this case, I've exposed two endpoints, the to-do list and the contact list endpoint, and each one of those have multiple operations on them. If you don't know how to use them, you can go right here and not only learn how to use them, but you can click try it, and it'll actually pull up the guy and you can actually try it out. I'm not going to delete any contacts right here, but what's really cool about API management is what we can do with it inside of ES. Now, what we've done inside of ES with the latest stuff is, as of the SDK, Azure SDK 2.6, is we've added this great little feature right here, Azure API App Client. So this thing will pop up. This is kind of a preview of what you're going to see when VS 2015 releases. This thing will pull up, and it will iterate over all the individual API apps that I have out in my subscription. I can select contact list or to-do list, and those are both in my Azure Fridays resource group. And what that's going to do is it's going to pull down code, generate code in C Sharp, and drop that code directly into my project. So you'll see that I have a strongly typed client right here that I could actually use to reach out and call those APIs. Mm. Now,
when if I may, yeah. when you were back on that API management portal, could right. you would you yeah, mind totally. Popping back there?
Yeah.
Just back, go ahead and back up one.
To this portal?
Go back, I'm sorry.
APIs?
Yeah, there was a thing at the bottom that had all these different languages.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to show you that.
You're that's actually that a good thing. Yeah. You were scrolling down, I was like, wait a second, what's that?
Yeah, I was
going
to scroll down. That's actually a really good thing. So what the API management guys did, and this is really, really cool. Actually, I did control one, I need to do control four, is that I can actually click on each one of these languages, and it's going to give me the code that if I wanted to call out to this API, I could actually just copy this code and paste it in whatever
right.
you know,
is,
IDE I'm using.
This is real generated code.
This is real generated
code.
This
isn't just boilerplate.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. This will actually allow you to call your actual API hosted in API management or fronted by API mm-hmm. management. Now, we use similar technology. They're not using AutoREST on their side, but you know, one of the things David's going to talk about is the AutoREST code generator. Mm. We're actually sitting on top of the AutoREST code generator directly inside of ES. So the stuff that you're going to see David do from the command line is exactly the same stuff that we're doing inside of VS.
Right, and people who went add service reference remembered that we would go and call service util.exe.
Yes, exactly.
Same kind of technique where anything you can do in the GUI, you can do at the command line.
That's exactly
and
right.
The same experience.
That's exactly right. Now, if I were to go into my program CS, and I'm just going to new up a quick contact list client real quick, you'll see that it takes a couple of different constructors here. And one of them is going to be this concept of a delegating handler. Mm. Another one that we can pass it is actually going to be a base URI. Now, if I were to call this client directly from this code, mm-hmm. I'm going to bypass APIM. I'm just going to go directly to my Azure API app that's running in my subscription.
And why is that?
Because
that's the URL you gave it?
Yeah, that's the URL is actually hard-coded to where it's hosted in API apps
okay.
when we do it this way. Now, you can also do this. If I were to do this one more time, let's say you're working on a local team. So you and I are working on an API. I'm building the API. Maybe you're building the client.
Sure.
When you do this API app client, you can, that's annoying. You can actually select a metadata file. So if I have a local, that's weird. If you have a local Swagger file, you can actually browse to that file, generate code directly from that local file
okay.
instead. But what ends up happening is the path to go to your API is actually hard-coded directly in that client.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do real quickly is flip over to a different app a different project that I'm writing called Calling APIs via APIM.
Now, do you just change it in the client generated code, or do you pass in a different URL?
You can pass in a different URL.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do here, so I'm going to open up Program CS and I'll zoom in. Apologies for that. And you'll see that I have a base URI for my contact list and a base URI for my to-do list. And both of these guys go to my APIM instance. So what I can do when I new up an instance of my contact client is actually pass the URI of my APIM instance so mm-hmm. that I'm going through APIM, and then APIM is proxying and going directly to the individual APIs. What's nice about that is you could have an API in Hanselman.com. We could put that inside of my APIM instance, and they could call this guy, and we could glue all those APIs together with one nice unified front door.
Well, and presumably have an API, and I choose to have it be managed by API management, I would never want the API accessible in any other way.
That's exactly right.
Other than API management.
Right, so you wouldn't want to give somebody that URL.
Well, I wouldn't even want it to exist.
Right, exactly.
Right, externally. Does AutoREST and does it fundamentally understand that API management exists? And if it doesn't, will it?
It doesn't understand that it exists. APIM is basically the front door to which I'm talking, and then mm-hmm. it's going to pass everything out. There's no direct tie-in between APIM and AutoREST, and we did that on purpose because AutoREST is also for Node, for Java, for Go, for whatever other language you can think of.
Okay.
So we want to keep AutoREST as separate from the platform as possible so that people could use it outside of the mm-hmm. Azure context.
Now, presumably, this is the automatic URL
yes.
that you got, but
yes.
I could make that a CNAME and hook it up my
totally.
Own way. So I could make api.hanselman.com.
You could totally do that.
And give people that.
That's exactly right.
And it would talk to, okay. And then could I then have people go and say, add Swagger metadata file and then it would just get that directly? Or do I ship them the SDK?
I don't know. I don't think APIM has a way of giving you Swagger that describes everything. You'd have to get it from each individual API, snap it all together inside of APIM, and then communicate.
We should tell them to do that.
That'd be a good thing. Last thing that I want to point out is when you're authenticating to APIM, one of the things that you have to pass it is this OCP APIM subscription key. And that actually comes over as a header. So there's actually just an HTTP header. It's not on the query string. You just have to inject it.
Sure.
So what we do is we give you this ability when you create an AutoREST generated client to pass in an array of delegating handlers. So what I've got is an APIM auth header handler class that I've got right down here. And all I'm doing is I'm just jamming that header into the request.
Right.
So that when I make these calls to APIM, I'm going to authenticate as me, like as the Brady, the guy that signed up for the APIM customer side. That way, in my APIM instance, I can see who's making the calls. And pretty much the last thing that I'll show you is back inside of my APIM guy, I can go over here to analytics. And before the show, I actually made a couple of calls. If I just go right here to today, you can see all the calls that I made last night when I was actually building out all the samples and all the calls that I made this morning. Hmm. And if you scroll down, you can actually see which ones of your customers are making the most calls. And you can see which products are the most popular. Now I've put everybody into unlimited. And then you can actually see your top APIs. So APIM will actually show you exactly how your APIs are getting called and who's calling them. And hopefully you can figure out why. So that's a good thing. With API apps, you just get the functionality. With APIM, you get a whole bunch more. So it's nice to put the two things together.
Cool. And people can check out some of the other videos that we've done in API management with Josh Twist, some of the other folks.
Yep, exactly.
Very cool. We're learning all about APIs, API management, and Swagger here on Azure Friday.